This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. My first song today is a lovely song by Conway Twitty called Linda on My Mind. Conway was born in 1933. His birth name is Harold Lloyd Jenkins, and I guess it doesn't sound as cool as his stage name, Conway Twitty, which actually comes from the towns Conway in Arkansas and Twitty in Texas. The country star and songwriter opened a country music entertainment complex called Twitty City in the early 80s, located in Tennessee, USA. Twitty City was a much-loved tourist attraction until it closed in 1994. Conway was also one of country music's most diverse artists and a major songwriting talent. 11 of his number one hits were written by him. Linda on My Mind is one of the songs that he wrote. It was recorded and released in 1975. He never did tell who Linda was, and he also refused to change some of the words that were considered too risque. I think it's a sad song and probably a situation that happens often, and I sure wouldn't want to be any of the three involved.
Now I'm lying here with Linda on my mind, and next to me my soon-to-be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her crying. She knows I'm lying here beside her with Linda on my mind. Yes, I know that I once loved her, and I placed no one above her, and I never thought I'd ever set her free. But it just wasn't in my plans, the way Linda squeezed my hand. The first time that I held her close as she danced with me, she said, "I've loved you for a long time, but you're married to a friend of mine, and I try hard to never let it show. But my love for you is stronger. I can't hide it any longer, and so I thought I'd better let you know that I'm lying here with Linda on my mind. And next to me, my soon-to-be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her crying. She knows I'm lying here beside her with Linda on my mind."
My next one, called Heaven Is Just a Sin Away, is by Lynn Anderson. She was best known for her Grammy-winning hit called Rose Garden. Lynn was one of the most popular female country singers of the early 1970s, and she'd helped in this by her regular appearances on national television. Her mother, Liz, was a professional songwriter best known for writing Merle Haggard's early hits, so it was natural for Lynn to pick up an interest in music too. During her teen years, she performed as a singer and guitarist. Along with her successful singing, Lynn was also a horse breeder and an award-winning lifelong equestrian who became involved with therapeutic horse riding programs for disabled and troubled children. There's a beautiful dark pink rose tinged with white that is named after her in honour of her song, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Heaven's Just a Sin Away talks of being tempted to go with someone other than her husband, how she's pretty sure it's going to happen, but does feel a little bit of guilt about it. Oh, so she should. Wonderful Willie Nelson is going to sing a beautiful song called In the Shelter of Your Arms. He actually married the first of his four wives when he was 19. He and 16-year-old Martha had three children. He actually had seven in total. And they spent most of the 1950s moving from state to state, trying to find day jobs to support the family, while Nelson pursued his musical career in honky-tonks at night. He found various employment as a door-to-door salesman of vacuum cleaners and encyclopedias, as a plumbing assistant, as a gas pump attendant and a DJ, before finally, in 1960, confident by selling his first song, Family Bible, for $100, he moved to Nashville. Within a year, he had made a name for himself as a songwriter. This song's about dreaming of being in the arms of his love, and he prays that should he die, the Lord will let him keep the feeling of being in the shelter of her arms.
Now I lay me down to sleep, and if I sleep, perhaps I'll dream. If I dream, I'll be with you in the shelter of your arms. I pray that God will lengthen the night and grant me time before the light, for the light of day will take me from the shelter of your arms. And though I know it's just a dream that soon must end, the arms I feel, I know are real, and I'm happy once again.
And if I die while I'm asleep, I pray my dreams he'll let me keep and carry me through eternity in the shelter of your arms. It's just a dream that soon must end. The arms I feel, I know are real, and I'm happy once again. And if I die while I'm asleep, I pray my dreams he'll let me keep and carry me through eternity in the shelter of your arms.
You're tuned into Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. Bobby Bear is going to sing a lovely song called City Boy, Country Born. Robert Joseph Bear Sr. was born in 1935. His life story is nearly as fascinating as his music. Bobby's mother died when he was five, and his father couldn't earn enough money to feed his children, forcing the family to split up. He was working on a farm by the time he was 15 years old, later working in factories and selling ice cream to support himself. He built his own first guitar and began playing music in his late teens, performing with local Ohio band. After many unsuccessful attempts at recording, he wrote a song called The All-American Boy, which was the real beginning of his career. I find it interesting that after his time in the Army, he became roommates with Willie Nelson, and during this time he decided to become a pop singer, changing back to a blend of country folk and pop later. In this song, the singer is comparing the lifestyle between country and city. He paints a picture of gloom and dirt in the city, against clear rivers where you can fish and swim and even drink the water. And don't we all love the idea of that?
I look out on the gray of New York City to see some children playing in the snow. Central Park in winter should look pretty, but New York ain't a place for kids to grow. And my memory takes me back again to winters that I've seen. Fields and wooded hills where snow could fall and keep its clean. Where I'd wake into the wonder of West Virginia morn. City boy, country born. And I watch the garbage gals plow up the river, filled with things New Yorkers throw away. I watch the skinny dipping children and I shiver. Lord, that Hudson River ain't no place to play. And my memory takes me back again to rivers that I've seen. Lazy country rivers that just flow and feed the green. You can fish them, you can drink them, you can swim them when you're warm. City boy, country born. And I see the hard-eyed New York City mothers as they hurry home across the Brooklyn Bridge to feed their children Dixie cups of instant coffee and frozen TV dinners from the fridge. And my memory takes me back again to dinners that I've seen.
home cured crispy bacon, buttered corn and country beans, and a cup of mama's coffee, cooking stoves that kept me warm. City boy, country born. Oh, big city boy, country born.
My next one is called Crystal Chandeliers, and it's by Charlie Pride. Charlie Frank Pride was born in 1938 in Mississippi and became an American country music singer who broke new ground in the 1960s by becoming the most successful African-American star, known as an important example for the hardcore honky-tonk style of music. He was the son of poor cotton-picking sharecropping parents and one of 11 children. Charlie's interests were country music and baseball, and while he got his first guitar at 14, he initially pursued a career as pitcher and outfielder in the Negro American League, keeping his singing up by singing songs to his teammates. Crystal Chandeliers was written in 1965 by Ted Harris and originally sung by Carl Blue the same year. Four other artists released it before Charlie Pride in 1967. The singer is sure that his lost love will soon tire of her new glamorous life, and she'll remember their love.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely frown that has your life been bound help you dry your tears when the new lures off of your crystal chandelier? Never did fit in too well with the folks you knew. When it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you, so you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately around the hall. But will the timely crowd that had you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new words off of your crystal chandelier? I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crown that had your life in cloud help you dry your tears when the new wars off on your crystal chandelier? When the new wars off on your crystal chandelier?
Patty Page will sing for us a song called A Poor Man's Roses. Patty Page was born in 1927 and died in 2013. Patty was an American singer of pop and country music and an occasional actress. She was the top charting female vocalist and best-selling female artist of the 1950s, selling over 100 million records during a six-decade-long career. She was often introduced as the singing rage Miss Patty Page, or a page in my life called Patty. It's amazing how some people are in the right place to become noticed. She was working in the art department at a radio station when she was asked to step in as a singer of a short segment called Meet Patty Page, which was sponsored by Page Milk. And she kept the stage name permanently. Tennessee Waltz and How Much Is That Doggy in the Window are just two of her wonderful songs that I reckon we all know the words to. The singer's in a quandary as she has to make a decision between two men. One obviously can give her anything she wants, except what she needs, against the poor man who really is the one she loves.
I must make up my mind today, what to have, what to hold. A poor man's roses or a rich man's gold. One's as wealthy as a king in a palace, though he's callous and cold. He may learn to give his heart for love instead of buying it with gold. It's the poor man's roses and the thrill when we kiss. There'll be memories of paradise that I'll never miss. And yes, the hand that brings a rose tonight is the hand I will hold. For the rose of love means more to me than any rich man's gold. It's the poor man's roses and the thrill when we kiss. There'll be memories of paradise that I'll never miss. And yes, the hand that brings a rose tonight is the hand I will hold. For the rose of love means more to me than any rich man's gold. Yes, the rose of love means more to me than any rich man's gold.
Someone's going to have a broken heart once she makes her decision over this. We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call at Radio Kidnappers on 8788710, and I'll be back next week, same time. Charlie Rich is going to sing for us the lovely song Behind Closed Doors. Charlie acquired the nickname the Silver Fox because of his hair. He's perhaps best remembered for two of 1973 hits called Behind Closed Doors and The Most Beautiful Girl. He began his professional music career while he was enlisted in the US Air Force in the early 50s. He formed a group called the Velvetones, which played jazz and blues. It also featured his fiancée, Margaret Ann, who later became his wife, and she was also a songwriter, and she sang on vocals. Charlie left the military in 1956, and he began performing in clubs, playing both jazz and rhythm and blues. He also began writing his own material, producing over 30 songs, including The Ways of a Woman in Love and Who Will the Next Fool Be? Behind Closed Doors was written by Kenny O'Dell and first recorded by Charlie in 1973. It's a lovely story of love and trust. No matter what happens around them, he's so proud of her, and he knows whatever happens, she will be going home with him. Take care of each other and keep safe.
Baby makes me proud, Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, Lord,
don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like the lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.